In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Richard Schmidt at Brookside Baptist Church, filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman, the counseling pastor here at Brookside. And again, we are located in beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. And again, we certainly invite you to come visit or take part in our services or many of the wonderful events we have here every single week. You can certainly go to our website and see all the different events and things that we have here at Brookside Baptist Church. And again, we would just love to have you. Every single person is welcome. And we'd certainly love to see you here and have you take part in our Wednesday night or our Sunday morning, Sunday night activities, or again, other activities that we have here throughout the week. Well, we're going to close out this series on Christian ethics in a secular society, preparing your biblical defense. How do we deal with all the issues that we're facing as Christians in a society that for the most part has no use for the Lord Jesus Christ and for Christianity? They may not persecute us to death. They may not beat us up, so to speak, like happens in other countries. But yet a lot of our stances, a lot of our biblical principles and ethics are not very popular, or not very politically correct. So how do we deal with these things? Well, today we want to look at another particular issue that has become endemic, if you will, within the American society, and that is the brutality, the violence, the domestic violence, the street violence, the horrible things that our culture seems to just have a propensity to get involved with right now. What I want to look at is this concept of the tolerance that's existing among our communities for this type of behavior. Well, I want to use this term, the intolerance of tolerance. There can be no tolerance for brutal, horrific violence like is taking place in our communities this very hour and for what is becoming endemic. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 states, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers." You ever heard anybody use the name of the Lord where you work, where you're at school? I sure hope you don't use it in your home, Christian. "Disobedient to parents." Wow. "Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers." Here we go. "Without self-control, brutal. Despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." Turn away. Listen, there may be someone this morning listening to me, and you happen to live in a particular neighborhood where your gang members are trying to get you involved in their gang. In fact, you might be a gang member right now, and you know what they're doing is wrong. You know it's dangerous. You know the propensity for you dying is extremely high. That's not what God wants for you. There is an answer, which we'll get to in the end of our broadcast today. Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 28. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge." Oh, yeah. How many people walk around talking about the Lord? How many people constantly singing psalms and spiritual songs and making melody in their hearts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? People don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Well, here's what happens when people reject God, when they want nothing to do with Him, when they absolutely, totally forbid themselves to listen to what God wants. Well, here's what He says happens. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. "God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder." Did you hear the word? Murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is an epidemic of violence taking place in America today. If you look at the murder rates across the country, they are skyrocketing. The particular city which I serve and I work in, which is just a few minutes east of where I sit this very minute, has one of the highest murder rate percentage increases in the country, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We are facing it. We are seeing it. It is happening. How about the domestic violence issues? Not just murder, but let's take it down to domestic violence, pre-murder, if you will. Every 9 seconds in the United States, a woman is assaulted or beaten. On average, 20 people are physically abused by intimate partners every minute. 10 million abuse victims from domestic violence happen annually. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been physically abused by an intimate partner. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men have been severely physically abused by an intimate partner. Ladies and gentlemen, young people, teenagers, young adults, this cannot happen in a Christian world. We must do everything we can, not only not for us to partake in that, not for a Christian to succumb to this, but to do everything we can to try and persuade others, non-Christians, to look at what Jesus can do for them, how he can give them a changed life. Listen, if we as Christians fail to tell other people about Jesus Christ, what do we expect is going to happen in our society? There is nothing else in this world, nothing that will change the heart than Jesus Christ. That's the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. Nothing else can change the heart. You know that domestic violence accounts for 15% of all violent crime? How about that only 34% of people who are injured by an intimate partner ever receives medical attention? They don't want their spouse to get in trouble, their intimate partner, if you will. They're afraid. Well, this is a horrible situation. In 2012, 924 women were killed. Did you hear me? In 1 year, 924 women in America were killed by an intimate partner. Catch this. 40% of female murder victims are killed by intimate partners. 40%. Unheard of. Horrible. Almost half of intimate partner homicides, murders, are committed by dating partners. How about this? 76% of women who are killed by intimate partners and 85% of women who survive homicide attempts are pre-stalked. This ought to rattle us as Christians. It ought to concern us as Christians. Because you know what? This is not simply a secular issue. It is infiltrating our Christian homes. Domestic violence is infiltrating Christian homes. How about murders in America year to date? There's been 11,810 homicides in America to date. 8,000 gun deaths. 1,000 domestic violence deaths, actually 1,028 when I looked at the statistic earlier today. 38 individuals killed in mass shooting incidents. How about the horrific number of police officers that have been killed so far this year? 87 officers have died in the line of duty deaths so far this year. How about gun violence? Gun Violence Archive 2015. How about the toll of gun violence issues? The total number of incidents so far in America this year, 36,794. Total number of gun violence deaths, 9,235. Number of injuries from gun use, 18,856. Now I'm going to really startle you. The number of children killed or injured by the use of guns so far this year, 515. Young people, 0 to 11 years of age. Number of teens killed or injured so far this year, 1,837. Now listen, we could recite statistics all day and all night. But is that going to help us? Is that going to change our hearts? Is that going to change the way the Christian community responds to this particular issue? You know, there's a particular group of what we call commandments that pretty much everybody says, yeah, we want to live by those quote-unquote 10 commandments. Let's review what those are. You know, what's really funny, or maybe not funny, but certainly important, is that most people, regardless of whether they're Christians or not, know about the 10 commandments from the Old Testament. Very quickly, number one is, there'll be no other gods before me. Second, not make for yourself a carved image. Number three, not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Oh my goodness, everybody knows that one, but how many people break it? Number four, observe the Sabbath day. Well, the Sabbath day, which happens to be Saturday, Christians now meet on Sunday, so that's the only one that's changed somewhat. Every other of the 9 commandments, by the way, are still in full effect and are reiterated in the New Testament. Let's see, the next one says, honor your father and your mother. Ah, here's the next one. You shall not murder. Next one, you shall not commit adultery. Next one, you shall not steal. Next one, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. In other words, don't lie. And the final one says, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's house, his field, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Yes, those are Old Testament commandments. But however, every single one of them is reiterated in the New Testament. It is things that the Christian must live by. Let me ask you, husband. Let me ask you, wife. Let me ask you, mom. Let me ask you, dad. Are you succumbing to secularization of your Christian home? You say, listen, I'm a Christian. You come to church. You look right. You smell right. You dress right. You've got a good attitude. You look right. You present right. And then we go home. Oh, my goodness. What happens? All of a sudden, the Bible goes on the shelf. The sermon goes by the wayside. And the next thing we know, there's yelling, there's screaming, there's violence, there's pushing, there's kicking, there's hitting. And if it gets to the worst point, the neighbors call, the police come, you end up in jail. Maybe you go back home and you start the process again. And many times it results in someone dying, someone being killed. Now, none of us want that. You know you don't want that. Is there a better way, Christian? You better believe it. Listen, the Bible states that there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. God will allow you to overcome that hardness of heart. Listen, that's what we do here at Brookside Baptist Church. That's what other godly, God-fearing churches do. Help people that are in the same predicament you may be in. Listen, you may not be able to fight it yourself. We invite you to come here. We invite you to get some help. We invite you to change your life around so that you're not a statistic someday. Listen, God's called us, Christian, to be ambassadors for Christ. It's the only thing that's going to change this world. It's the only hope America has. It's the only hope your neighborhood has is for us who know Jesus Christ to fight the secularization of our neighborhoods and our country by giving people the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christian, what are you going to do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.